Winter juvenile tree dieback, a problem in pistachios. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Dieback on trees up to 6 years old has been a common problem this spring in a number of areas in the southern San Joaquin Valley and points north. Symptomatic trees range from a fraction of a percent to about 50% of the trees in parts of sunblocks. Craig Carlson is a UCANR Cooperative Extension Farm Advisor in Kern County focused on tree fruit and nuts. He's been studying this.
They tend to be very scattered in the block, although we've had places where it's been like 20% of the trees. What happens is sometimes you can, as you're pruning the trees or in the winter, there'll be some symptoms if they're only mildly frozen, you know, some gumming. And a lot of times it's actually the pruners, you know, that notice that in December, January, that those upper limbs are probably dead. But you really start seeing in May when if they've been hit pretty hard, the trees will leaf out late. And then there'll be a big bunch of branches that are just dead. You know, they're not going to leaf out at all. You really don't know how far they're going to die back until it gets hot, like, you know, May or early June.
And Carlson said it seems to have something to do with a dramatic drop in temperature sometime in the fall.
And the thing is that we're talking about doing this for years is, you know, what we do with those young blocks that have got, you know, really deep soils and the trees aren't using much water. People just shut the water off the first August. Don't water them anymore. It toughens them up. What we're trying to do is slow that vigorous growth. That's what getting, you got really vigorous growing trees and we get a sudden drop in temperature. That's what gets them.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.